So the Gemara says like this. Boi Rav Papa. Rav Papa clearly has asked the question like this. Yesh yad lekedushin oiloi. When a man goes to marry his wife, and he uses al yad, we'll soon see what the case is. You say a loshin, that we're not 100% sure if you mean to marry her or not. Is that good or not? Just like by Nedarim it's good, what about by Kedushin? So the Rosh speaks out, the Nedarim loshin hegdeshevi, shematmis bedvarim anedarim, o Kedushin ami loshin hegdesh, yamina bekedushin. Thus Kedushin is loshin hegdesh, and Nedarim is a loshin of hegdesh. So therefore the Gemara is not to say, just like by Nedarim, we have this chiddush of Yodayim, maybe by Kedushin also is good. Or else maybe no, maybe only by Nedarim, and not by Kedushin. Well, let's first see the case. But the Gemara has Yodami, what's the case talking about? Eli Madiyom Allah Liyisha, Harayat Mekudeshes Li. He went over to one lady, and he gave her money, and he said clearly to her, Harayat Mekudeshes Li. So that's a regular good Kedushin, that's not Yodayim, that's a clear Kedushin. But then, Viyom Allah Chaverto, then you went over to a friend next to her and said, V'yat Nami, and you also. That's what you said to her. For the Gemara, if so, by the second friend, that's not even a Yad. For the Mavshita, in a Kedushin Atzmon. That's Mamish Kedushin. If you said, V'yat Nami, and you also, that's like saying, you sold the first girl lady, I want to marry you. And then you went to the second one and said, and you too, that's like saying clearly, I want to marry you also. So that's not a question, that's not a Yad. Ella, where's the case like this? They're going, the Omer lo Yisha. You went over to a lady and said like this, Harayat Mekudeshesli, I want to marry you. And the Ran says, you gave this lady two prutas. You gave her one pruta and a second pruta. So to the first lady you said to her, Harayat Mekudeshesli, and you gave her two prutas. The Omer lo Lechaverto, and then you went to a neighbor, the friend right next to her, Viat. And you just said, and you. That's all you said to the second one. He didn't say, and you too. He just said, and you, viyat. Now the question is, what does the word viyat mean? Mi Armenian, do we say, viyat nami yomalo, lechaverta, vitavsi bo kedushin lechaverta? Do we say, really what he meant to say is, and you too? Even though we didn't speak it out. So what? That's called the yad. That's the start by Nedarim. By Nedarim, if you start off saying something, and we know what you mean, even though you didn't finish it off, that's a good lashon. So maybe by Kedushin also it's called the good Lashon. If you told the first lady I'm marrying you, and to the second one you said, and you, maybe but as a saying, and you, it's a shortcut of saying, and you too, but we know that's what you meant to say, and therefore the Kedushin is good. I, where's the money? You gave the first one two prutas. So if you really mean to marry the second one also, so by giving the first one a prutas, the pshat is, you gave her two prutas, so one prutas for herself, do you want a mekadeshah? And the second prut you gave her, the second coin is, that she should be a shliach to accept it for her friend. Anisha can make a shliach. So therefore it's like you gave your wife now two prutis. One is to marry you, and one is for the cast of Kedushin for the other one. And when you said the word viat, and you said the second one, and you also meant to say and you too. So if you'd say yeshia the Kedushin would be chal. I do, but the question is maybe no, maybe it's not what he meant. I do viat when he said to the second one and you, you know what he meant to say to the second one and you. Chazoi. That's all he meant to say. Omalo lechaverta. That you should look, that's all. Fletavsi bo kedushin lechaverta. And then the kedushin will not be chal. So that's the question. Is there such a yad or not? In other words, we don't know clearly what he meant. From the word viat, we have a doubt. Maybe he meant to tell the second one and you, look what's going on here. That's all. He meant to tell the second one, look what's doing. Like I'm marrying my wife now, and he told her friend there, and you look. Now that's all he meant to say. Maybe he didn't mean to marry her. On the other side is no. If you say there would be a parasha of Yodayim, then we would say from these Yodayim, we would take off to say that most probably meant to say, I want, and you too, I also want to marry you, and then the Kedushin would be Chal. So Rashi said the answer like this, I do ma viat chazoy yomolo lechaberta. When you said viat and you to the neighbor, you meant to tell her just look. So it's around the af bagav loy mash mochi. Havad is not mash, it's not really what doesn't look that way. Viat mochiyachu to viat nami komer. But really, if you ask anybody, really, it's pretty much clearly what the man meant to do is to marry the second one also. Like we see clearly what the guy do here. He gave the first lady two prutis. Now that's also modna. You only have to give her one for kedushin. And then right away you went to the neighbor and told her, Viat and you. So really that's the Yad Mechiyach that really we should say and look as if you meant to say, of course, V'yatnami. But, Kivon D'yein Yad, if you're going to tell me now that there's no halachas of Yad by Kedushin, that means a beginning of a Lashon is not enough. When you want to marry, you have to speak out clearly. Harayat Mekudeshesli, there's no shortcuts by Kedushin, therefore Lo Mehani HaKedushin, V'yamin of Yachazoy Kama. Why? Because if there's no Din Yodayim, a Yad, so then that means, look at the word he said. If you're just going to look at the word himself he said, that word does not mean 100% Kedushin. The word V'yat could just mean, and you, look what's doing here. I'm marrying my wife, so you just look. But if you say there's a Chiddush of Yodayim, right then the Chiddush of Yodayim is, if we hear a beginning of a Lashon, that's enough, in other words, as if we can look as if you ended off the whole thing. So we look as if you ended off the Yatnami, because that's really what you meant to say. So in the word V'yat, we hear as if you really said V'yatnami. That's why the Kedushin could be Chal. So this is Rapopa Shaila. Do you say there's a Yesh Yad Halachas of Yad by Kedushin, and the beginning of a Lashon, we consider as if we finish it for you, and therefore we hear Kedushin, or else no, we can't finish it for you. Just this word V'at alone does not mean Kedushin. The word V'yat can mean come and see. That was Rapapa's Shaila. This the Gemara says now, Omi mi boy the Rapapa, the Rapapa really asked us for a question. Since Rapapa himself said to Abaya, that Ni Sava Shmuel, Yodayim Shemachichas heaven Yodayim? Does Shmuel really hold that Yodayim Shemachichas is called Yodayim? Mechla the Sula Rapapa, the Yesh Yad the Kedushin. Thus, Rapapa sets up by like this. Does Shmuel hold Yodayim Shemachichas have Yodayim? In other words, this Shaila by Kedushin here. And when Rapapa heard the Shaila Kedushin, he said, like Mashma, this is called the Yad Shein Mechiyach. So he says, according to Shmuel, Yodayim Shein Mechiyachas don't help. And the Ron says, for me the Omalei Rapapa Labayim, he saw the Shmuel Yodayim Shein Mechiyachas don't help. Ka'a be Kedushin, the Perakamah the Kedushin. There's a Gemara in Kedushin like that. That Rapapa said to Rabbaya, does Shmuel hold the Yodayim Shein Mechiyachas is good? But Shmuel holds it's no good. Mechlau, from that's the proof in that Gemara Kedushin Daf Hei, the Svilo Rapapa himself holds the Yeshiyah the Kedushin. The Midlai Metama, El Abiyad Shein Mechiyach, the Chal the Mechiyach Chitle the Abiyad. And the other Gemara says, a Lashon of you make a Yad Shein Mechiyach, it helps by Kedushin. So Rapapa says, a question, I Shmuel says you need Yodayim Mechiyachas. But I call upon the Churitz Mashma, if it would have been Yodayim Mechiyachas, Rapapa would have agreed for sure that you do have a Yad by Kedushin. How come over here Rapapa's Masupik? And there it's Mashma, Rapapa says clearly, there is halachas of Yad by Kedushin. That Rapapa just meant to answer back according to Shmuel Svara. In other words, really Rapapa himself asked the question, maybe there's no Din Yad altogether by Kedushin. But Rapapa means to say, even if you want to tell me there is a Yad by Kedushin, but still a Kasha and Shmuel. Because there in the Gemara, Kedushin is talking about a Yad Shein Mechiyach. And a Yad Shein Mechiyach, Shmuel holds clearly, it doesn't help. Even by Nedarim, it doesn't help. So that's why Rapapa only asked the question. Now the Rapapa only asked Chod and Migo. In other words, if you're going to tell on this side of the Chakira that there is a Yad in Kedushin, but I call upon him, according to Shmuel, it has to be Mechiyach. But Enochlam, it could be it's true that the Rapapa himself has a question like he has here. Even if you tell me a Yad Mechiyach, maybe by Kedushin though, there's no parsha of Yadayim, Yadayis altogether. The Ram learns that the Havim, the Tzalistam, that you learn out from the Zerus. Ram, the top Ram says, Can we boil it? Me, Amir, and Eid, Lo, Yisrabu, Lu, Yadis, Bad, Yagarmina, but Mamatsinu, Minadorim. There's no special postage by Kedushin to say Yadayim, but we'll learn it out with a Mamatsinu. Just like by the Dorim, there's a Din Yad, maybe by Kedushin also. Or Yen Yad, the other side is maybe no, you can't learn this out. That was Rapapa's question. Now the Gemara says like this. Boy Rapapa, Rapapa asked another question. Yesh Yad Lepeya or Yen Yad Lepeya. When a person cuts down his fields, they want to leave over a certain portion for the Niyam, make payer out of it, is there a Yad there also? Like to leave over the Sada, part of the field, to be payer, it's like a Nidrei Tzedakah. Like you're saying, this part of the field is left over for the Niyam. Is there a Yad there or not? But the Maharshi Dovid, what's the case talking about? Eli Midiyama Hadein Ugi Levi Peya. The person said this row of whatever's growing there, this row of the vegetables, should be left over for Peya. Fahadein Ami. Then he went to a second row and he said, and this also, said the Gemara, he pay him Ayasi. That's not a Yad. That's saying clearly. You're saying this row should be payer, then you're saying clearly, and the next row also. That's not a Yad. That's speaking out clearly. You want both these rows to be payer. Kikami Boyle, you know where the question is going in the case, the Yoma Vadein. He just said, and this. He said, this, he said, Hadein Ugo Levi payer. This row of vegetables should be payer. And then he said, Vahadein, and this row. For La Yoma Nam, he didn't say also. That's the question. What does the word Vahadein mean? Does if you say there's a Yad by Teya, so most probably when you say the word Vahadein, you also meant Vahadein also. But if you tell me there's no Yisayd of Yodis, so that means you just have to look at this one word by itself, Vahadein. Vahadein by itself doesn't mean anything. True, by saying this, we know you meant to end off to say Vahadein Nami Teya. But since you didn't say that, if you don't know it's in a Yad, it won't be good. So that's the Rapapa's second question. What's the luck of Teya? And the Ran speaks out, even if Kedushin is no good, but I call upon him, Teya is more daima to Neder. Teya is more daima to Nedarim. Like the Ran says, Chayim, Tim Tzolayna b'Kedushin, Ein Yad, to lay Yiskish Nedarim Klal, Teya the Yiskish Mai. Teya there is a Hekish to Nedarim. So maybe Teya also has a din of Yodis. For at the Gemara Stamas Eif Gishal now, Mai. Moses Mechlal, it's a proof here, Techiyoma Sada Kulut Evi Peya Evi Peya. Even though Mikra Adin, you only have to leave over one small portion of your field for payah. But what's going to be the person who wants to leave his whole field for payah? Smash me, you could do it. If you want to give more than you have to, it's also called payah. Because you're saying one field, one row, then you're saying another row. So of course, smash me, in the first row, there was enough of a shear of payah. And you want to add another row, smash me, you could add another row. So then it comes out, you can make your whole field pay if you want to. Smash says, in, yes, it's true, you could do that. For Tanya, the proof is done like this. Minayin, how do we know? Shem roitz alasas kol sadeya peya. If you want to leave over your whole field, you have a whole cornfield. And you want to leave over the whole thing for the aniyim, you have a right to do it. And once you say a reza peya, you're not allowed to take it back anymore. It's not hefker, only aniyim have a right to take it. How do we know you could do that? Talmud Lomim, the Pasuk says, pas sadecha. Says sadecha. Mashma, if you want, you can make your whole sada peya. So now, what's this so good? Rakopon, what's the question by Teya? My, me, I'm going to do, we say, Kivan the Yiskish lekabonis. Teya is a hookish lekabonis. So therefore we say, my kabonis, just like by Nidre Hegdish, Yeshlem Yad, there's a parasha of Yad, Av Teya Yeshlo Yad, who are then when you say, Hodein Ugya Levi Teya. And then you said to the next row, Vadein, should also be a Yad, that we see you mean to make it Teya, it's also Chapeya. Or Duma, maybe no, Ki Yiskish, when do we say there's a hekish that peya has a locha like hegdish, like a bonus, lebal tacher, who the yiskish? Only to be over the yisra bal tacher, that if you don't give peya for a long time, for then you're over the lava bal tacher. But maybe for this chiddish, if you say yesh yodayim, if there's a yad for peya not, maybe there's no proof that wouldn't be the hekish. But the more stand the hekish yiskish, where's this hekish that we learn out peya from hegdish?
It's a hekish to kabonis. It's not the Gemara said the Tanya, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Mei Imoch, is Zeh Leket Shechopeya.